It's 6 Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific.
Why aren't they in jail right now? They brutally attacked a New York City police officer.
Coast to coast and around the world from the America Out Loud Talk Radio studios.
Our criminal justice system is upside down. It fails every day.
It's time for The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott.
We can't vote ourselves out of this. It's something I see and I hear it quite a bit. If you believe that, now what? What do you suggest? Is America worth having the biggest election turnout in history? Well, I think she is, and that may be the only way to have success in the November election. Overwhelm any nefarious Democratic schemes with an incredible turnout. Was there election fraud in 20? Sure. People have been convicted and gone to jail for some of it. Will there be more? Absolutely. There always has been. And I'm not ready to mail it in yet. I'm just not going to give up. Not yet. I'm ready to let people know why everyone should vote for American First candidates from the presidential election all the way down ballot to the county dog catcher. From the 3 elections from 2018 to 2022, only 37% of Republicans voted in all 3 elections. Just 37%. 1 in 3 people made it to the polls in all 3 of those elections. 63% of you didn't think it was important enough to go vote. Was it important? Well, look around you now. What do you think? Obama said elections have consequences. A wide-open border with illegals raping and murdering Americans, highest inflation in 40 years, highest gas prices in history, and an administration shoving a Green New Deal electric vehicle down everyone's electric grid that no one wants. None of us want that stuff. Those are all consequences of a complacent electorate. Maybe the complacency is from so many thinking their vote won't matter or elections are rigged. Maybe we are manifesting the results we get. I'm Booker Scott, and this is The Truth Be Told on America Out Loud Talk Radio. We are brought to you by Gold Co. Just go to BookerLikesGold.com to find out about buying precious metals. That's BookerLikesGold.com. I ran out of time the other night before I could get to that story about a Milwaukee woman that was arrested for voter fraud, and she has some connections to that presidential election in 2020. And I'll get into that story here in just a few minutes. But that got me thinking about the big picture in these elections and some of the rhetoric that I am seeing from people. Like I said, many are saying right now that elections won't matter because they're rigged. I find that actually counterproductive and a waste of energy. I would rather encourage as many people as possible to take part in the process. And I believe the only way to counter any Democrat plans is to overwhelm their ability to pull anything off like they did in 2020. If you remember back to 2020, you'll remember how close the results were in key swing states. Pennsylvania, well, Biden won that by 75,000 votes out of 7 million. The difference was 1.17%. Do you think an extra 5 to 10% Republicans voting, actually going to vote, would that have made a difference in Pennsylvania? I have more on Pennsylvania in a few minutes for those of you who believe nothing is being done for election integrity anywhere. Something was done in Pennsylvania. What about Wisconsin? Oh, and I'll get to Milwaukee and that election fraud case here in a few minutes. But Wisconsin was 0.7 difference between Biden and Trump. That's less than 20,000 votes. Do you think an extra 5 to 10% Republican voters would have made a difference in Wisconsin? There were other states, too. You remember Arizona. It was 11,000 votes is all it was in Georgia. And I'll get to some Georgia election news, too, in a few minutes. I just don't give up. More people need to go vote. Why wouldn't you? Rigged elections? Votes don't matter? All of that is true if you aren't even involved in the process, because elections have consequences. now to Milwaukee, and do you have any recollection in the days after the 2020 presidential election? Wisconsin was a mess, and as you think back, it's really hard to remember all of the details. It was messy, and there were rumors flying around about a particular thumb drive with 120,000 Joe Biden votes on it. Of course, we were told there was no widespread election fraud, and I've always said it didn't take widespread election fraud to steal an election. It only took four states and maybe two counties in each one of those to accomplish a steal. Well, the lady behind that flash drive in 2020, her name is Kimberly Zapata, and now she faces up to 5 years in prison. She's going to be sentenced on May 2nd. Now, back in 20, this is the story that Zapata was involved in with the executive director of the City of Milwaukee's Election Commission, Clary Woodall Vogg, if you remember this. I'll try to jog your memory here just a little bit. In a letter from Woodall Vogg to the Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf, if you recall that name, Megan Wolf, she said this. This is the letter from Woodall Vogg to Megan Wolf. Quote, on November 4th, around 3 a.m., the city of Milwaukee finished counting absentee ballots, and I began to export the results from Tabulator 7. Tabulator 7 was the last to finish processing ballots. While waiting for the flash drive to burn, I proceeded to reboot each of our other 11 machines, then delivered all flash drives to Milwaukee County via police escort. Of course, later we found out there wasn't a police escort, but that's beside the point. Now, I'm going to get back into the story and quote this again. Upon arriving at Election Commission, I realized I had left the flash drive in Tabulator 7. I immediately called Kimberly Zapata. The drive was still in the machine, and I asked Zapata to retrieve that drive. So that was then. Now, what is Kimberly Zapata involved in? Well, a jury of her peers found her guilty in March of a felony with misconduct of public office and some misdemeanor election fraud charges. Election fraud charges. The same person here that was involved in the 20 election. What are the odds? And that was in the 22 midterm. So I guess she had gotten away with it before. She could just do it again. These people feel emboldened, don't they? Well, now she's going to prison. So, you see, things are happening with election integrity. Now to Pennsylvania, and really important decision that came from the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and this came out last week. That court ruled that Pennsylvania may enforce the state law requiring envelopes for mail-in ballots to be dated and include the voter's signature. And you have to ask yourself, why would any organization be fighting against a state's laws that are passed by a state legislature? And why would they take it all the way to court when that is the will of the people? A lower court had previously ruled the state must throw out or reject incorrectly dated mail-in ballots, and that's when the NAACP sued to bring this to the appeals court. But now Pennsylvania absentee voters will have to prove who they are and must do things according to the state law. And the last stop on this election integrity tour tonight, let's go to the state of Georgia. You know all about Trump's case with Fani Willis. Well, one of Trump's co-defendants in that case, in fact, he's former U.S. Assistant Attorney General Jeffrey Clark. He's had another case going on the last couple of weeks, and this one was to remove him from the bar, take away his ability to earn a living. More of this Democrat lawfare that's going on against Donald Trump and anyone in his sphere. With this hearing brought back all of the questions about the Georgia election in 20. After all, that's what the entire Georgia RICO case is about against Trump. Did Trump and the others have a legitimate reason to ask questions? And if they did, Fani Willis and Jack Smith, they have no cases because Trump and the others would have an absolute obligation under their oath to ask questions about a fraudulent election. Mark Wingate of Fulton County Election Board, he testified about certifying the 2020 November election.
It's just one reason. Well, how can I trust, you know, as a board member to certify this election when I cannot receive even a sampling, anything at all, with regards to chain of custody documents? But we'd ask for not every surveillance tape, but ask for to see surveillance tapes on just give us some samplings of that so we can take a look at it, because I knew that this was going to be an important issue because of all the hullabaloo that any of us that were alive in those days, you know, was witnessing as being an issue.
If you remember back to that time, Ruby Freeman and the suitcases underneath the table, and it was all on video. This gentleman, Mark Wingate, had asked for video so that they could see what it was that everybody was talking about. He says it was a hullabaloo.
You know, the way in which it turned out, there was never one surveillance tape, an inch of footage that was ever delivered to the board. Somewhere along the line, and I can't remember exactly when it was, but I had asked the question, what did we do for signature verification? And the comment I got back was, which frankly at that time floored me, was, well, you know, we didn't do any.
Again, testifying here in this hearing is Mark Wingate, and he was on the Fulton County Election Board, who had to certify the 2020 election. Here is some more information that he provided in this hearing that I found interesting, and this is going back prior to the election in early 2020 and some things that he found.
And I can't remember exactly when I began. I started looking at our voter rolls, and you know, I did, you know, some fairly simplistic research on the population of Fulton County, Georgia. And what I found out, and of course started pressing that with the elections department, through subsequent monthly meetings, et cetera, was that the numbers that I was able to ascertain, we had more voters on the active voter rolls than we did of the population of the entirety of Fulton County, and then extrapolating for those of voting age. So that became a major concern of mine, and frankly, lasted throughout and continued even after the 2020 election.
Some of you wearing that tinfoil hat are saying, I told you so. The conspiracy theory was right again. So many of us were saying, how can you have more people in a county vote than people that live in a county? And that's what we see Mark Wingate struggled with prior to the 2020 election. They knew their voter rolls were a mess. And of course, Mark Wingate never signed to certify the 2020 election. So you see, again, there is more truth coming about election integrity. So go vote. Get other people to go vote. That's the answer. The answer is not sit at home and talk about rigged elections. Well, what did Joe Biden say about the 20 election before the election? Let's go to that tape.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Don't take my word for it. Take the President of the United States' word for it. Take Joe Biden's word for it. What did they do? He just told you. And of course, if you fact check that video, you will find that the mainstream media says that's taken out of context. Those are his words, not mine. Since I moved into that Democrat talking point, let's stay here for just a minute, because Hillary Clinton is back in the game again. And not just her, by the way. They're pulling out all of the big hitters recently, Obama and Bill Clinton also. They raised that $25 million for Joe Biden just a couple of weekends ago. And I've said since last fall, as it is often repeated, MAGA extremist phrase is what the Democrats are going to run on in the 2024 election. It comes out of their mouths constantly. Every opportunity, every time there's a microphone around, you'll see Hakeem Jeffries or anyone else say MAGA extremists are a threat to our democracy. And not just that, it's Christian nationalists too. They're trying to box everybody in to that box. And why do they do it? Because they have to create fear, because that's how they generate votes. And they're good at it. The Democrats are really good at it. We could take some lessons from what they do, because somehow, some way, they always get people to the polls while Republicans are sitting on their couch eating Cheetos. Here's Hillary Clinton.
Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election.
Wait, what was that? What did you say, Hillary? There is already a plan in place for the right-wing extremist to steal the election. They're putting it on us now. You see that? They're creating the fear. And they haven't just started this. This goes back. I have a personal story about this myself that I can tell you sometime. I'm not going to tell it now. Let's go back to Hillary Clinton. She is putting the fear in their base to get them energized to go vote.
And they're not making a secret of it. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote, or even by the anachronistic electoral college, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican controlled.
Okay, so what is she talking about here? She's talking about something I brought to your attention back in January on a show, and that is the 12th Amendment. She brought up popular vote, she brought up the electoral college, and there's a chance that neither one of them would decide who the president is. And when that happens, it goes to the 12th Amendment. I've talked about it a few times, but again, the 12th Amendment would allow each state to decide who the president is. Each of them has a vote. There are about 30 or 31 Republican states. That's what she is bringing to the attention of their voters, that if we don't get out and vote for the popular vote to make sure that we win the Electoral College, then we are going to lose because it goes to the 12th Amendment. And because of that, the Republicans are actually stealing the race and stealing the election when that is the law. That is the 12th Amendment. That's how it's supposed to work. So what are we dealing with here? This is what the Democrats are good at. They have a cohesive message to get people to get off their couch and go vote, while Republicans complain about rigged elections. As the Democrats energize their base, the Republicans, they have to do it this year. You have to go out and vote. You heard those numbers I brought up earlier. Only 37% of Republicans have voted in every election the last three times. There's no excuse to sit at home. Get as many people as you can to go vote. It's so important because this is the battle for the soul of the nation. And if you don't believe me, maybe you'll believe the senator from Alabama, Tommy Tuberville. Here's how he sees it.
We're fighting a satanic cult. They attack everything that makes us strong. They ruin everything they touch. Liberalism, it can't build. All it does is destroy. We're not just in a policy disagreement up here in the Senate and the House. We're in a war of good versus evil. And I think you see that every day, Charlie. Wokeism,
yes.
It's more than just a political opinion. You know, it's like a religion for people. It's an obsession. You know, and it's not the religion of any Bible that I've ever read. You know, Churchill said that education is the gospel of envy. And all the left has done since I've been here, everything they've touched, everything they've passed, they've done something to destroy the country that our forefathers built, not anything that goes by the Constitution. Look at what they've done to our cities. My gosh, they've starting with the education and then the destruction of the people. I mean, they have no chance. Liberalism and socialism in these cities are making it worse and worse. They've ruined education, sex education, our schools. And look what they're doing, transitioning young kids before they even reach teenage years. And if that's not a satanic cult, I don't know what is.
I don't know about you, but I agree with Senator Tommy Tuberville from Alabama. It is a satanic cult, and the battle for the soul of America is here right now. I want to be clear with everyone listening to this. I know I'm talking about a lot of scary things that could potentially affect you directly, because one way or another, whatever happens in this country, it will affect you, or at least someone you know. So what you do about it is up to you. It's your business. But if you're a cautious kind, wanting to be prepared just in case, then here's an idea for you. It might make sense to diversify your money, some of it, with precious metals. And that's why I partnered with Goldco, because I believe this could be the best way to help you. So when you go to BookerLikesGold.com right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from Goldco. It's absolutely free. It shows you how to get into precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free, even if your money is still in an IRA or a 401k, and you may already qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. You've seen the writing on the wall, so go to BookerLikesGold.com to get your free gold and silver kit, because this is about you taking back control of our privacy and our freedom. I can't predict the future, but I can prepare for it, and you can too. At the very least, you should be educated about your choices. Take action. Defend your freedom, your privacy, and your future. Go to BookerLikesGold.com to get your free 2024 gold and silver kit right now. Well, immigration is a problem. We talk about it quite a bit here. But there's another story that popped up this week, and we're going to get into it next. 227,000 illegal immigrants on the voter rolls or registered to vote in Texas.
More Truth in Minutes on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
Welcome back to The Truth Be Told here on America Out Loud Talk Radio. My name is Booker Scott, and thank you for being here. You know, you can't look at the southern border without thinking of this huge human crisis that it has become. And I've said it for almost 2 years now. This is a human crisis. Over 150,000 Americans are dead from fentanyl. Over 2,000 migrants have died at the southern border. For some reason, no one wants to talk about that. But there are so many different ramifications when it comes to illegal immigration, from our schools to our health departments. It's taxing us in every way. And I want to get into a conversation now about that in some specifics, especially when it comes to elections and voting. I just spent the first segment of this hour on that. So we're going to get into that a little bit with illegal immigration. I'm going to welcome into the program now J.J. Carroll. He is the co-host of the podcast Unrestricted Invasion, and he also wrote a book, and that book is called Invaded, The Intentional Destruction of the American Immigration System. And I believe that's what we're witnessing. And that's what we have been seeing for 3 years now. JJ, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me. I think this is the biggest, the most pressing issue that is against our republic. And it is the invasion of illegal immigration into our nation.
And it appears to me that more people are starting to recognize that across the country. And I believe that it is going to be a big election issue coming up in 24. I think that and the economy are going to be the two big issues. This problem has been going on for years. And I use this number quite a bit to compare and contrast Donald Trump with what we have had going on the last 3 years. The last 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency, there was 1.3 million encounters at the border. And in the first 26 months of Joe Biden, it was 5.7 million. That has to be by design, doesn't it?
This is all intentional. Let's make sure that we're all on the same page here, because the left and the rhinos love to conflate illegal immigration and legal immigration. We're not talking about legal immigration. That's a whole different subject. We're talking about illegal immigration. And to put this into context, my last year in the United States Border Patrol was Biden's first year. I rose up through the ranks into a senior leadership position. I ran a task force. I was down in the weeds. So I have a very unique perspective on this, because I understand how it's being laid out. I understand how Secretary DHS Mayorkas has bastardized all of the immigration policies. It's indisputable. This is, in my belief, and I'm going to just say it right out so the audience knows right where my perspective, where I'm coming from. This is treason against the American people and our nation. There is no other way to say it. You mentioned a great number. You pointed out 1.3-ish million on Donald Trump in 2 years. I want your audience to understand, President Trump, his first 2 years in office, was battling his own party. Mitch McConnell, Paul Ryan sabotaged everything on the border. I watched, I witnessed, I lived this. The last 2 years of President Trump's term, I witnessed the first time in my 24-year career history, we were winning. And it got so great that within 6 to 9 months of him being reelected, and I believe he should have been reelected, we would have the border completely closed. Let me give you an idea of what looked like in Trump's last year and what is happening the first day of Biden's office and to come in here, just so we have some context. At the end of Trump's term, we were averaging, United States Border Patrol was averaging 500 to 600 arrests a day. That is over the 2,000 miles of the southern border and the 5,400 miles of the northern border in both our coastline. That is nothing. That's like one every 10 to 20 miles every 24 hours.
That's manageable. That can be done.
We're winning.
Yeah.
Fast forward to Biden's first day in office. I'm sitting in my office. I get my 24-hour report. We're now up to 5,500 a day. And that has not ceased. We are now averaging anywhere from 7 to 15,000 a day. 7 to 15,000 illegal aliens a day are crossing the border with a 97% release rate. And just so we're very clear, we are coming up, United States Border Patrol, when I say we're, United States Border Patrol is coming up on their 100-year anniversary in May. For 97 years, we never did one thing that Joe Biden has forced upon us. Not one.
Well, and you see some of the things that the Border Patrol are being forced to do, like make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. They're no longer really enforcing the border, and it's too big a problem, probably, isn't it? Let's talk about this story that's coming out of Texas. And I just saw this, I guess it was Monday, you probably saw it, I think you did, is 227 yes. Illegal immigrants are somehow, are they on a voter roll or are they registered to vote? Somehow 227,000 illegal immigrants are eligible to vote in Texas.
Well, when you look at that story, they say that there's 227,000 people in Texas, and there's a couple other battleground states that are doing the same, but not at the level of Texas. And they're saying that those are 227,000 individuals that registered to vote without a photo ID, and they used the last four of their social. Now, I just got off the phone with all my guys because I've been looking into this since it came out, because it did not make any sense to me. That I'm not saying it's not happening.
Yeah.
Because they being Mayorkas and Biden, have destroyed every immigration policy and law that there takes me about a day or two. And I feel like I am an expert on, I did this for my career. I'm an expert on the law and policy. You can't make up heads or tails of what the heck's going on in this administration. So I start reaching out to all of my contacts all across the border throughout DHS, ICE, and Border Patrol, and high-level guys that are very smart. And they're all telling me, I don't understand. It can't be happening, because I ask them, are you now giving illegal aliens social security numbers when you're releasing them? Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. USCIS, United States Citizen and Immigration Service, does that. However, there's no way, because they're backlogged. They don't have hardly anybody working at that department to service 15,000 people a day. There's no way. So something is happening between the time they get arrested and by the time they get released and into the NGOs. And if I had to pinpoint it, I would say it is the NGOs, non-governmental organizations, mm-hmm. Catholic Charities, Lutheran Family Services, Jewish Family Services, on and on and on we go. They are registering them to vote. They are not using Social Security numbers because there's no way that they could obtain Social Security numbers. Now, my guys on the ground are saying, I would absolutely put it on the back of the NGOs because they are evil. They're evil incarnate. They are receiving billions of dollars from the United States government, and they are the number one smuggling organization on planet Earth. And I would have to lay it at their feet, because it is not happening through the Border Patrol or ICE that they're getting, quote, Social Security numbers. So I find this story to be lacking in a lot of details.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's not happening. I'm just saying it's not happening the way that they're saying it is happening.
Yeah, it's blowing up on social media. And as soon as it did, people started reaching out to me. This could be huge. You need to do a story on it. And I couldn't find a way to corroborate anything. I don't know if these people are actually on voter rolls in Texas, if they have actually been registered. I don't even know what I'm looking at. So what you're saying to me is, my gut feeling is probably accurate, that there are not 227,000 illegal immigrants that have been added to the voter rolls, because there is a difference between registering and then being on a voter roll, isn't there?
Right, there is. But I would caution this. I'm being told through multiple sources that the NGOs are there signing them up for everything.
Yeah.
Everything. And the ultimate goal is to allow all of these individuals to vote. Look at what the Democrats are doing. It's either in multiple states or in legislation. Major Democrats, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, etc., they're all pounding the drum of, we need to allow them to vote. They're part of our nation of immigrants, yeah. The whole nine yards of lies, right? So that is the ultimate reason why this is happening. Is you have to listen to their words. We're so used to believing that all Americans love America and all Americans want to maintain the status quo and make us even better and greater, right? But we want to keep our foundation. Joe Biden does not like that. He doesn't. Mayorkas, Schumer, we have a huge anti-American party through the Democrat Party. And then you have a uniparty of the Republicans that do nothing. The Republicans have done nothing to stop this at all. They've exacerbated the problem. But once you look through the lens of an individual that hates America, that, to use their own words, I want to fundamentally transform America. Well, no one asked President Obama or his ilk, what in the hell are you talking about when you say you're trying to fundamentally transform? I thought you love America. That's why you're running for president. It's like me marrying my wife, and the day before I marry her, I tell her, honey, I cannot wait to get married because I'm going to fundamentally transform you. Well, then I'd never loved you, right?
Yeah, good
luck. So no one asked President, right? But no one asked President Obama, what don't you love about America that you want to fundamentally transform her? And we are witnessing the transformation of America. Let me just give you one data point so everyone is on the same page. And this is happening every month, but I'm going to use December of 2023, which is just around the corner. December 2023, we were averaging 20,000 people a day being arrested. The Border Patrol arrested 372,000 illegal aliens, and we released over 359,000 illegal aliens into our society. In the same month, we had American births of 302,000. We were a net negative of 57,000 people in our nation. We are being replaced. Replacement theory is real. It is not a conspiracy theory. This is a data problem. I'm not telling you what I believe or what I feel, or these are my feelings. I'm telling you straight hard fact, data-driven fact from the government, which I don't believe completely, but I'm using their data because it's damning. This is a math problem now. Americans are not even reproducing at the replacement rate. And yet, under Joe Biden, we have released minimum 10 million people into America. And I will argue, effectively, another 10 to 15 million have crossed the border undetected, absconded, because at any given day, any time of the day, 80% of the United States southern border is unmanned. Not one single Border Patrol agent over 1,600 miles at any given time of the 2,000-mile border.
JJ, you mentioned the unknowns or the gotaways, those that we don't know anything about. And truthfully, we know nothing about any of these people, and we're seeing it on the news almost every day now with rapes and murders and things like that. The gotaways and the 160 different countries that these people have come from, it only took 19 terrorists on 9/11 to do that destruction. Can't you imagine that there are hundreds now from ISIS and from other places that want us dead that have come into this country?
I believe the number to be in the thousands of terrorists. And I believe terrorist connections, they're called special interest aliens, SIAs, that come from, they're individuals that come from nations across the globe that are harbor terrorism. Throughout my career, 24 years, I arrested directly and indirectly between 10 to 15,000 people. I know it's hard to wrap your brain around that, but the groups that I ran, right? I encountered 5 special interest aliens throughout my career, and I never, ever released one of them. If I released one of them into society, I would have been fired on the spot. I would have been taken my gun and my badge, put on what we call the rubber gun squad, and they would have taken my pension and everything and thrown me to the curb because I would have committed a crime against America. Fast forward to Joe Biden in today's numbers. He will have arrested and released almost 250,000 special interest aliens, and he has released them all. Let me repeat that again. In 24-year career, 15,000 people arrested directly and indirectly. As a senior leader, 5. I'm telling you, Joe Biden has brought in at least 250,000 and released them all into America.
We don't know where they are.
We have terrorists.
And we don't know.
We have no idea where we are.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are what we arrested. We have no idea who's coming through the open border. None. There's no understanding of the terrorists that are coming through our border. We have Chinese national single adult males coming across our border that look identical to soldiers. And I'm getting reports, same haircut, same clothes, same IDs, same tattoos. If I told you what in America share those 4 characteristics, you would say, well, that's a Marine, that's a Special Forces, a Navy SEAL, Army, Navy. I'm telling you, the CCP is here. Terrorists are here. Criminal aliens. Venezuela just now reported they have a 22-year low in the number of murders happened in Venezuela. Well, why is that? Because they released all of their prisons into America. The poor lady that got her head, quote, skull disfigured in Georgia from the illegal alien from Venezuela. That's why our murder rates are skyrocketing. Our rapes are skyrocketing. Look, I could go off just top of my head and name 10, 15 murders, rapes that are happening the last week. I can't keep track of it.
Yeah, it's a huge problem.
It's happening every – and then you know, here's something that is very uncomfortable for people to hear and to talk about. But it's something that I believe every time I'm interviewed, I have to bring it up. United States of America is the largest child sex trafficking organization in modern history. We have arrested and released 500,000, over 500,000, we call them unaccompanied alien children, UACs. They are as small as or young as infants to 17 years old. Health and Human Services and Office of Refugee Resettlement have gone before Congress, and they have under oath said we have no idea where these people are.
Yeah.
We have no idea where 500 plus thousand children are in America. And I have insight in, quote, who the sponsors are. There's no one checking who these sponsors. There's no background checks. There is no, do you understand that there's not even a phone call to follow up to see if young Johnny from Guatemala or Mohammed from Yemen, if they're okay? No. And I'm telling you, it's uncomfortable to hear, but we have hundreds of thousands of children that are being labor trafficked and they are being sex trafficked, because it's hard to hear. But once you take a vial of heroin into your arm, or you snort a line of cocaine, that product is gone. I can only sell it once, but I can sell children 5 to 10 times a day to pedophiles, and they do it. And it's happening right in America.
You mentioned legal immigration earlier, and I want people to understand that I think JJ, and for myself, I can tell you with 100%, I'm all about legal immigration. Our system has been broken for a very long time. Go back 40 years. Nobody is really looking for solutions for any of these problems. But as I see it, JJ, number one, we have to stop what's happening at the border first. And then we kind of drop back a little bit and start coming up with the solutions for what can be done to make it better and make legal immigration possible. So as you look at this, what are the solutions for this? Number one, we have to win the election in 24, or there is no hope. We have lost America, haven't we?
If we do not win this next election and Donald Trump is not the president, America is gone forever, forever. There's no coming back. Let me just give you an idea of how bad it's gotten. And I was talking to my colleagues, current Border Patrol and ICE and DHS, and they're unaware of this. What we have done, this is phase two. It comes in and this will bring it full circle to why we're going to lose America if we don't stop and remove everyone that's in our country. They are now, they being USCIS and DHS, has bestowed legal resident status on millions of asylees and parolees, people that have not received asylum. They're just in the system. Basically, they're illegal aliens, and they've deemed them to be legal residents. So why is that important? Because legal residents have the legal right to sponsor people to come into America, meaning their family, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, children. Well, in order to do that, you have to fill out a form, government form 134, and it's a financial disclosure saying, I can sponsor X, Y, and Z because I'm going to be financially responsible. All of these people are living in halfway houses, mm-hmm. hotels. They have no money, no jobs. Well, the federal government just came and said all of the NGOs can now be the financial sponsors. So now we're paying, the federal government's paying NGOs to sponsor illegal aliens to bring in their illegal alien family. So for every illegal alien that's in America, go ahead and times that times 5, 10, or 15. Now, you do the math. Right now, we have 50 million illegal aliens and legal residents here that have foreign nation, they're foreign nationals, and have no allegiance to America. 50 million. I'm telling you, at least another 50 million we brought in through the sponsorship reunification. We will have 100 million, and they're reproducing at a 3-4 rate against Americans 1.9. It's a math problem. It has nothing to do with race or ethnicity. We are looking at every skin tone on planet Earth. There are 195 nations on planet Earth, and you mentioned 160 of them being arrested. The actual number is a little over 180 nations are in the arrest data of the United States Border Patrol, meaning the whole globe is coming to America illegally and raping and pillaging our social services and raping and pillaging our men and women in America. It's not my feeling. This is truth.
Yeah. You're dealing with real hard numbers there. JJ, thank you for coming here and sharing your knowledge and information and your numbers. I appreciate the work that you're doing, and tell everybody about your podcast, where to find it, and also about your book as we finish here.
You can go to Rumble and just type in Unrestricted Invasion, JJ Carroll, and my co-host is Brian O'Shea, or you go to jjcarroll.com. It has all my socials on there, and I have a book out called Invaded, and it's on Amazon. It's a number one bestseller on Amazon, so please go and get it. And I just talk very frankly and to the point, because I believe time is of the essence. And I appreciate you giving me this amount of time to speak.
We need honesty and transparency and truth. That's what this show is about, is the truth. JJ, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day. If you ask me, this whole world is gone to hell. I speak the truth, but these days the truth won't sell. I bleed red, white, and blue in my ways you just can't change. Wrong or right, I give my life for this place called USA.
More Truth Be Told with Booker Scott in a minute on America Out Loud.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
I started that journey about 3 or 4 weeks ago with HealRite, and you can find out all about that by going into the store, the shop here at AmericaOutloud.news, and use the promo code OUTLOUD for a 20% discount. But what it does, it helps you with things like cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and can also help in some weight management things. And again, it's preventative maintenance for you. It's called HealRite. You can find out about it at HealRite.com. where they heal from within, or just go to AmericaOutloud.news and go into the shop. Well, we just spent some time there going through some illegal immigration, really disturbing information there, coming from J.J. Carroll, and there was another story that popped up this week with Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida, who I believe has done a pretty good job as a governor. There are a couple of things that I would take issue with him, but for the most part, he's been a great governor for the state of Florida. There was something that he got into this week. We just found out that the Biden administration has illegally flown about 300,000 immigrants to the state of Florida. And there is no coordination between the state of Florida and the Biden administration. No surprise there, is it? Now, this is the program that brings people from Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, and Haiti. And I have done things on this show before. But Governor Ron DeSantis on Tuesday, he sort of lit them up. Actually, I believe it was on Wednesday. He finally made comment about it. Here is Governor Ron DeSantis.
Now, it is secret because they're not telling anybody. They don't tell us anytime somebody comes in. You know, I know there was numbers about who's coming through Miami. What I can tell you is we can't verify that. They don't give us any information on it. We have not seen, though, large numbers in our communities all of a sudden, like you've seen in New York and Chicago and some of these other ways. And so that may be the case that he's bringing people in under this illegal parole program, and then they're migrating to sanctuary jurisdictions. That could be happening, but I could tell you we're not a sanctuary state. We don't have sanctuary cities, and we've took action to where you're not getting a driver's license, you're not getting ID cards, so you are better off in New York or Illinois or California.
Another issue that Governor Ron DeSantis is having to deal with in Florida is the possible influx of Haiti immigrants. You know what's going on in Haiti, and it seems to have sort of died down a little bit. We don't hear much about barbecue and the cannibalism that they say was going on down there in Haiti. Although I did a show on that, there was no evidence of any cannibalism, just to remind you of that. But the state of Florida is ready for that Haitian immigration that may be coming across that water there. And in fact, Governor Ron DeSantis has already put measures in place to stop that from happening.
We have also not seen a large uptick in vessels coming from Haiti, which we're on guard against. So we've got a lot of flotillas out there deterring that from happening, and I think it's been successful so far. I am concerned, though, that Biden can try to just simply decide he wants to fly a bunch of people from Haiti to different parts of the United States, maybe Guantanamo, maybe someplace on the continental United States. I don't think he has the authority to do that either, but we have the only state that has actually consistently won on this parole issue. And we're going to keep at it until the Constitution is respected.
And Governor Ron DeSantis can keep hoping, but I have seen no evidence that Joe Biden and his administration have any respect at all for the United States Constitution. They step on it every chance that they have, don't they?
50-count indictment charging 41 people of drug trafficking in cocaine, heroin, meth and fentanyl, as well as money laundering. Those charged are alleged to have sourced the drugs from Mexico.
And that was a U.S. attorney there with a 50-count indictment. Again, it has to do with the border, the southern border, the human crisis that is going on down there. The cartels are getting rich, and people are dying due to fentanyl. This is Joe Biden's America. But here is Peter Doocy of Fox News questioning John Kirby of the Biden administration. And the flippant attitude that John Kirby has is disturbing, but it is also very telling because that's the same attitude that the entire Biden administration has about illegal immigration.
Donald Trump is out there now calling this Biden's border bloodbath. What do you call it?
Well, first of all, Well, I'm not aware of the specifics of this case. I mean, that's just terrible news. And our thoughts and prayers obviously go to the family of Ms. Garcia. I mean, that's the kind of news no family ever wants to get, ever. And we would certainly defer to local law enforcement and investigative bodies to do the spade work that needs to be done to figure out exactly what happened to Ruby. And to hold the perpetrators accountable for that. So why don't we let the judicial process play out here before we start making grandiose bumper sticker comments about what this says about the border?
Do you find it odd also that John Kirby has no idea who he's talking about? The question was about Ruby Garcia from Grand Rapids, Michigan. You may remember her. She was murdered by her boyfriend who had been deported previously and had been arrested. And he was free on the streets, and he killed Ruby Garcia. Why wouldn't people in the administration know her name, like Lake and Riley? For some reason, they want to avoid all of that information. Americans can't avoid it anymore, because it's at our doorstep. We're having to live with it.
When you veto something, you don't date it, you don't do anything, you just put not approved on the line. And we have now helped our kids, our trans kids. Thanks, everybody.
And that is the sound of the governor of the state of Washington, where he just vetoed a bill that was put forth from the House in Washington State. This is another one of those crazy states, Oregon, California, Washington. Listen to this. This is Governor Tony Evers that you just heard there. And this was his post. I just vetoed Republicans' anti-LGBTQ bill to ban trans and gender nonconforming kids from participating in school sports teams that align with their gender identity. LGBT kids deserve our love and respect and support just like any other kids. but they don't deserve to play on the girls' basketball team if they happen to be a boy. That is what Washington did. And that's not the only thing they did. They are now looking at some more crazy legislation. Let's take a look at it. This one is State Bill 5427 in the state of Washington. This is State Bill 5427, and here is what this bill proposes. It will propose a reward of up to $2,000 for reporting your neighbor on hate crime and bias incidents. What do you think those are going to be? And who determines what those are? Basically, it's a 24/7 hotline to report free speech violations. And let me remind you, this is happening in the United States of America, in Joe Biden's America. Again, State Bill 5427 in the state of Washington. It sets up a hotline to report people on free speech violations. There is more from this gem in the General Assembly or the State House of Delegates. I'm not sure which one Washington goes by. But I can tell you one thing. They are chock full of nuts in this General Assembly in Washington. Here's another one that was signed into law last week. This is called the Stripper's Bill of Rights, and it grants statewide workers protections to adult dancers in the Evergreen State. The legislation is aimed at improving safety for those who work in the adult entertainment industry, while also allowing for clubs to eventually hold licenses to sell alcohol. And again, that is the state of Washington. One last story for you, and this has to do with Joe Biden's Department of Justice. Apparently, there was a man in Utah that started identifying as a woman, and he wanted treatment inside the prison system, and the prison didn't act fast enough. So this man, now woman — I am terrible at pronouns, I don't even try — but this guy, he self-mutilated himself to cut off his penis. And now Merrick Garland and the Department of Justice underneath Joe Biden are suing the prison system in Utah because they did not move this man who thought he was a woman into a woman's prison and start him on the process to become a female. That's where we are. If you don't think that 2024 is the most important election in America's history, it's time for you to wake up. And that is the truth. My name is Booker Scott, and you were told 2,000 years ago that you are the salt of the earth. And salt without flavor, it has no value. It's worthless. So whatever you do, keep being salty. Have a great night. Unleash the Political News Hour. It's coming up next.
There is only one truth. You've been listening to The Truth Be Told with Booker Scott on America Out Loud.